This is KCUR. Big data is a popular catchphrase these days. Museums around the country, from New York to Dallas to Cleveland, are taking cues from corporations and shopping malls and collecting data by tracking visitor behavior and then using that information to shape what's on view. The Nelson Atkins Museum of Art recently hired its first Chief Information Officer, or CIO, to help analyze data and map a strategy. KCUR's Laura Spencer stopped by the museum for a conversation about how technology might change the visitor experience.
Julian Sugasagoitia, director of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art.
And the museum is so quiet today.
The museum is closed and it's only for us. And plus we're installing a show, so it's a quiet day on a Tuesday.
Is it important for you to know how long visitors are spending in front of the art or in certain galleries?
Well, we do have it's analogically based, or people looking at visitors, so we tag people. So sometimes a visitor would come and a staff person or volunteers who are helping us do the surveys and looking at that will look at someone, the person with the yellow purse, click, and see how long that person takes. And then we do that over the course of an exhibition. Looking at those numbers and having people stay longer, slowing down our visitation, are all strategies we're looking into so that people get more out of our visit.
Well, as you are gathering information about visitors and what they like and don't like or where they're spending their time, or is there any sort of push from the curators who enjoy writing and want to, you know, inform visitors with change, or are there sometimes some challenges?
There's always that tension. I mean, you're pointing out something. Yeah, the label has been the battleground of educators and curators for as long as museums exist, insofar that educators would want to codify labels in different reading styles or codify them to a certain reading level, and curators in the caricature want to do their PhD on a label. So where do we reconcile that? And that's what I'm so excited about the future with technology. You can have both levels, you know, and actually you could have the entire PhD dissertation of someone accessible on the relevant part, but you as a visitor can choose.
More museums are incorporating touch screens or videos. The Nelson has done this in galleries and with the exhibits. And do you see that becoming, you know, part of each gallery space, or do you?
Yes and no. And we'll go around here. Actually, there are some videos here, but here there's one. You know, I'm very cautious about technology for technology's sake and anything that distracts you from the real work of art. On the other side, what is the best way to give you information? So here, for instance, we are in a small video that I think the loop is less than 5 minutes. So here we're providing you, as you enter and look at the Tomasello installation on this wall, elements that can explain a little bit of the piece, a little time lapse of how we installed it. So all of the questions that may arise, and this station has even one of the modules that, as you can see, is quite beaten up, which means that people are really touching it, looking at it. And that way, no one has damaged our piece. And just because you satisfy some of the curiosity, you answer some of the questions. But this is one of the places in which I think a video or technology works well. I think that as we go further into the future, since most of us have handhelds that now have all this technology, I would rather have everyone have a handheld device, whether we land it or whether it's yours and you bring it to the Nelson, and can see this video now in your handheld, because there might be a pose more comfortable, or you can see it at your own pace. And that way we have more space for art.
What do you think is the biggest goal for you when it comes to visitors? Is it engagement? Is it returning? Is it spending more time?
You know, it's that a visitor, definitely it is a returned visitor that discovers something he or she had not experienced before and has a transcendental experience or a joyful day at the Nelson, goes out with a smile and tells two or three of his or her friends, you have to see this, or I went to the Nelson and had such a great time, or there's one piece of art that no one gets to see because it's on the second floor, and it's my favorite, and you should see it because of this or that. So that the museum becomes each individual's museum. To a certain degree, today, we get to see some of those reactions thanks to Instagram, Facebook, tweet, and they fill me with joy when you see that. Now, each generation has a way of communicating that. Some others say that over a dinner. But the fact that people feel and have an experience because we're free, they can come in for 5 minutes or for 5 hours, in and out, or spend the day here, but that it is their museum, that it is a place, a safe place that encourages self-discovery, a place that encourages thinking about the world.
That was CEO and Executive Director of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, Julian Zugasagoitia. He spoke with KCUR's Laura Spencer.